Hello, this podcast comes to you today from Cleveland, Ohio, sponsored by Scrambling Science. Today's topic is mole calculations. We have taken a look at the mole qualitatively, and now we are going to show some of the math work associated with the mole. There are two main calculations. The first is using the idea of one mole equaling 6.02 times 10 to the 23rd particles, which we know as Avogadro's number, to determine how many particles are in a given number of moles. We do this by a simple proportion, and when it is properly set up, we can use it to convert moles to particles and particles to moles. In our class, you will see we need to set up proportions quite often, and when I do it, you will notice that I always put the known ratio on the left-hand side and the values from the problem on the right-hand side. Here is the setup. 1 mole over 6.02 times 10 to the 23rd equals x moles over y particles. Notice the left side will never change, and the right side will adjust according to the problem. One way to make problem solving a bit easier is to be consistent in your problem solving procedures. Learn the patterns. Even if science isn't your favorite, you have to admit it is logical and systematic. Use these patterns to your advantage. Let's take out your calculator and pencil and paper and solve a few problems. Number one. How many atoms are in 2.6 moles of aluminum? Let's set up the proportion. The left side is our given, 1 mole over 6.02 times 10 to the 23rd. The right side is what is told to us in the problem, 2.6 moles of aluminum. So our proportion will be 1 mole over 6.02 times 10 to the 23rd equals 2.6 moles over y number of particles. We cross multiply that to solve, and we get 1.56 times 10 to the 24th atoms of aluminum. If you didn't get that, pause the podcast and try again. Let's move on to another problem. This one is how many moles are in 7.2 times 10 to the 20th molecules of water. Once again, we set up our proportion. The left-hand side is going to be 1 mole over 6.02 times 10 to the 23rd. That's going to equal x moles over 7.2 times 10 to the 20th. Where did we get that number? That was the given number of molecules of water in our problem. We cross-multiply again, and we get 0.0012 moles of water. Once again, pause the podcast if you need to and rework the problem if you didn't get that answer. The second type of calculation is without a doubt the most important formula in all of chemistry, and you will use it more than any other. The reason we use it is simple. In chemical reactions, things react according to the number of atoms or molecules present. However, there is no simple way to determine the number of particles in a sample by looking at it. We do, however, have balances that very easily can determine the mass of a sample. So it would be great if we could go from the easily determined weight, or mass, to the theoretically important mole. It ends up we can easily do this by using the formula N equals G over M, where N is moles, G is grams, and M is molecular weight or formula weight. Here is a problem to show you just how easy it is to use this formula. How many moles are in 62 grams of CO2? We know our formula, so let's substitute values in. N is the moles, that's what we're looking for, so that stays the variable, equals 62 grams over 44. How did we get 44? Well, 44 is the molecular weight of CO2 from the periodic chart. Oxygen is 16, 2 oxygen atoms would be 32, 12 more for carbon, that gives us our 44. We do the simple division and get 1.41 moles. This means that weighing out 62 grams of CO2 is the same as measuring out 1.41 moles of CO2, and it's a lot easier. Once again, if you didn't get that answer, pause the podcast and try again. Let's try one more. How many grams of KCl potassium chloride would you need to measure out to get 0.45 moles of KCl? Once again, substitute values in. The formula weight of KCl is 74.55 grams per mole. When we substitute in, we're going to get 0.45 moles from the problem equals G over 74.55, the formula weight. We do the math and we get grams are equaling 33.55 grams of KCl. That means we need to weigh out 33.55 grams of KCl to get the required number of moles. Was it easier than you thought? The uses in chemistry for N equals G over M are numerous. We will be using this several times throughout the year. I hope you enjoyed today's podcast and found it entertaining and educational and helped you with your understanding of mole calculations. Remember that you can get more information on this topic from the class website, or you could always send me a note on either Facebook or via email. Refer back to this topic when needed, courtesy of Scrambling Science.